So the paramis are known as the perfections of the heart. They're written as a list of 10, but they were written after the Buddha's death and were said to have been perfected over eons of the Buddha's former lives as a bodhisattva. The paramis are considered immeasurables, as there's no limit to their capacity. We never reach full mastery unless we're the Buddha. So good news is that our path is practice. So the 10 paramis are generosity, virtue or morality, renunciation, and listen how these words hit you. Wisdom, energy, patience, truthfulness, resolve, loving kindness, and equanimity. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha says that the mind is luminous with these qualities, radiant, but it is obscured by visiting defilements. And it is freed by letting go of these visiting defilements. The energies of the paramis are not unfamiliar and reside within, but the gates are locked when blocked by the fog of hate, greed, and delusion. As Lyndall wrote in her article for Sims, they aren't so much about getting something as they are about what is left when we're able to put down the things that are getting in their way. As we cultivate them, they have a natural flow outward to benefit all they touch. And the underground current that's holding them all is wisdom and compassion. Excuse me. So Rodney Smith, Sim's founding teacher, simply said, they're love. Each one abides and nourishes and perfects the other. You cannot separate them out and define them absolutely. They dance and flow to and from each other. They can be practiced in daily life and be as powerful a vehicle for transformation as formal meditation. And the paramis are practices of purification. So in order to let go or purify, the Buddha said we need to be aware when these qualities are present and not present. The opportunity or insight for insight lies simply in clarity of the present moment, the felt sense of seeing whatever arises with kindness, especially if it's a quality we don't like impatience. This is the truthfulness we use to investigate. It's okay to feel greedy, hateful, and impatient. We're not trying to change or fix these bad parts about ourselves to fit an ideal of a great Buddhist or good person. We're not creating a different personality that is calm, cool, and collected and never gets angry. The paramis pinch us by showing us their opposite. This is how I know them. The way I've learned patience, for instance, is by knowing it's absent. I can feel into that need to have things go my way, by my agenda, my control, on my watch. Or I'm trying to be a good little angel and grin and bear it with clenched teeth. By seeing our irritation and feeling it in the body, we can ask, what's going on here? What's underneath this feeling? So we need to cultivate the breaks, the pause to see. When we recognize a feeling when it arises or reflect on it after it arises, we can take that role of cultivating the paramis. So I have an example, a story many years ago. I want you to think of all the paramis you see here. I was attending a horse clinic with the horse whisperer, Buck Brannaman. I raised my hand and asked a question, why I should not use a hackamore, a type of bridle that pushes down on the horse's nose with pressure. He said that if I switched to a sweet snaffle bit, my horse would love me for it. It wasn't the bit that threw me, but that my horse would love me for it. I'd never before included how my horse felt. It was about me controlling my horse. She was the problem. That led me to a new softness around her. I was loosening up these reins of control. She was becoming the sentient being that she was in relationship with me. That kind of opened generosity, and I let go of this view of what it meant to have a horse. I was determined to face my fear and of her and let go. One day, soon after, as guided, I rode with my eyes closed. I dropped the reins over her neck in a corral. And the only thing that happened was that I relaxed. Breathing as if for the first time, deeply. My horse had always been trying to wake me up. A resistance here, a pinch, a tug. But I was a weekend warrior with an agenda. But this time I trusted something other than my own mind. For one, I reached out for help. And that led me to trusting something inside that said, I can just show up. That's enough. I didn't have to have an agenda. And I wasn't alone in this life. I had a dance partner. So I was beginning to say yes to the unknown. The Paramis are a yes to the unknown and known at the same time. Do you see how all the Paramis just opened up there? In that seeking, in that way of being, in that moment so many years ago. So the Paramis allow us to open to a truth that we're not alone into the world, in the world, and we walk side by side, giving and receiving all the time. So there's a one-page summary of the Paramis in the resource section that frames them as letting go. The polar opposite of letting go is the need to control. So for each one, you could ask what controlling energy can be felt and what Parami is blocking it. So reflect on the ego's need to protect, defend, be fearful of impermanence or be fearful of suffering. Our lives are uncertain. And as Joseph Goldstein says, anything can happen at any time. Yet we think and rely on things in our life to go a certain way. So the Paramis, as you reflected on them and saw them, they're not strange. And there's something that we do manifest and can manifest in our ordinary lives. They're a map or guide to how to live a life with kindness and integrity. They guide us to fulfill the precepts in daily life by not causing harm in speech and action. They're building blocks to the Eightfold Path, the actual instructions to liberation as a gradual awakening. And as we nourish them in our own lives through intention and attention and humility, we start to see them all around us. Every moment of our everyday lives. And they connect us to, when we start to see the world around us and recognize in our practices, not just for us alone, but for the benefit of all beings. So throughout the day today, can we set an intention to keep them lightly in mind? As you listen and interact today with others, consider what paramis are present and absent, and what do we put down and let go of to see their presence.